That was Everybody by Madonna. And before that, you heard Don't Give Hate a Chance by Jamiroquai. You've been listening to Noise Theory on WRCT. And my name is Liz. This next track is called Do the Astral Plane by Flying Lotus.
Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hey, let's just jump right back into the music. And while I am jumping and before this music really kicks in, let me take a moment to remind you that each and every Thursday, I, the Mockster, hang out down at Arsenal Lane spinning 80s and 90s music. Yeah, guess what? We call it 80s, 90s night. And that's what we do. Speaking of 80s music, how about some Human League? If it seems a little turning.
so the conversation turned until the sun went down and many fantasies were learned.
That's Pittsburgh's own Denora wrapping up that set of music from their 2009 self-titled debut with the song The Chorus. So if you're new to Denora, maybe you're new to Pittsburgh and you don't realize who some of these local bands are, and this is a release that's from 12 years ago. Denora was actually, or maybe still is, I should say, but a three-piece made up with two Jakes and Casey. Casey, the female lead singer, she and one of the Jakes are brothers, and the last name being Hanner. Their dad, David Hanner, had some hits in the 80s and into the 90s with the Corbin Hanner Band in the countryside of life. So music's in their blood. And I'm very happy when I can play some local music that maybe it'll get it into your blood or somewhere. I don't know. Shelly and Orphan before that from their 1991 release Humroots with Burst. Also played some brand new music. Came out in 2021. Museum of Tomorrow with a Smokescreen. And went back to the 80s. Went back to the early 80s for some Human League. And just keep feeling that fascination. Hey, guess what? Feel the fascination of the Viva La Mock Show. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in. So excited when you can join. If you have a suggestion for a song, you got to drop me an email. It's the only way that I stay in touch with people. I'm not on the Instas or the socials, and I don't know how to work a phone apparently anymore. I'm an old school boy with email, but I upgraded my email, so I have a Gmail account. So wrctrequest@gmail.com is really the only way you can get a hold of me, and I would prefer if you can get a hold of me. I would prefer. I love requests. Hey, did you know that it was 20 years ago that this album came out? It was an all-covers album that Tori Amos put out. It's the title track. It's a Strangler's tune. It's Strange Little Girl here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
One day I see a strange little girl like you. One day I see a strange little girl feeling blue. She'd run to the town one day, leaving home and her country fair. She knew she'd had enough.
That's Tanya Donnelly channeling her inner Jimi Hendrix with her band Belly, asking you the perennial question, are you experienced? I know I'm not, but then again, there's a reason why I'm keeping my amateur status. Yeah, I'm just not ready to go pro. I'm not. That's why I've been doing college radio for over 30 years now, believe it or not. Yeah, old man Moxter here, Grandpa Moxter, hanging out with you on the radio waves. Hey, before the belly, before I get distracted, because old men get distracted just with simple things like words, Cincinnati, Ohio's own Fairmount Girls gave us Hold Me Underwater. Before that, Matt Arose with the song Swim. Didn't actually intend for those two songs to be back-to-back, a song called Swim and another one called Hold Me Underwater, but I thought musically they fit well together, so I played those two back-to-back. And then before all of that, starting out the entire set, some Tori Amos from her Strange Little Girl album, which came out about 20 years ago now. Her cover of The Stranglers, Strange Little Girl. Gets us to where we are now, which I can't find my watch, so I don't know. All I know is we're in the midst of an hour, and we're just making things happen, and I'm just doing what I do, which is just ramble, play music, and hopefully something you enjoy. From the Infinite Arms album, let's go back and listen to Asheville, North Carolina's own Band of Horses here on Viva La Mag.
Gonna take a trip to Laredo. Gonna Try something civilized instead. gaining rights won't help anyone if we're pawning our souls. Freedom waits inside you and I.
I want to live where soul meets body, and let the sun wrap its arms all around me and bathe my skin in water cool and cleansing, and feel what it's like to be.
In my head, there's a Greyhound station where I send my thoughts to far off destinations so they may have a chance of finding a place where they're far more suited than here. Guess what we'll discover. We turn our dirt with our palms cupped like shovels, but I know our filthy hands can wash one another. Not one speck will remain.
I do believe it's true. There are rows left in both of our shoes. If the silence takes you, then I hope it takes me too. So brown eyes, I'll hold you near. You're the only song I want to hear. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Where so meets body. I do believe it's true that there are roads left in both of
soaring through my atmosphere. Melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
It's Kirby.
Some hotel, and I'm not sleeping very well. I just keep staring at the wall, waiting on my wake-up call. I cannot shake these dreams of you. They followed me into this room. I'd move my bed out in the hall if it was not for my wake-up call. Sleepwalking through my life, I let the best things pass me by without a thought, while a voice here inside me says, wake up. I did not want this king-size bed, but it was all the desk clerk had. It leaves me feeling very small while I'm waiting for my wake-up call. Sleepwalking through my me by without a thought, while a voice here inside me says, wake up. It's 6 a.m. in some hotel. The drapes are drawn, it's just as well. When I lost you, I lost it all. I never heard my wake-up call. It's 6 a.m. in some hotel.
Good time.
sees himself a younger man. He sees himself a man that you once knew. Dancing with his chair, recalling everything he ever lost with you. And he'll say goodnight to you. And you'll say, we'll see you soon. As if it wasn't only you.
From his 1993 album, Kindness of the World, that's Joe Henry here on the Viva La Mock radio program with some champions. Before the Joe Henry, some brand new music from Bill Lloyd. Bill Lloyd has a brand new CD out called Working the Long Game, and I played Wake Up Call. So brand new, I literally just got it in the mail today, and I'm like, I got to find a song that's going to fit on my show. Oh, there it is, Wake Up Call. There's some other great ones you'll hear in the future. Bill Lloyd of Foster and Lloyd fame, but that's from a new solo album from Bill Lloyd. And speaking of brand new music from the Lunar Laugh. They have a new album out called Night Walking. I really don't know much about this band, but on there they're doing a Death Cab for Cutie cover. So I'm like, I'm doing a Death Cab for Cutie cover, and I'm playing Soul Meets Body by the Lunar Laugh. And I might have some Death Cab for Cutie coming up at some point in my show. I'm just teasing you with that. The Spin in there with Love Goddess, and start off the entire set with Band of Horses and Laredo. We've got about 30 seconds before we get to the top of the hour, which is hopefully enough time for me to remind you that you can have whiskey before breakfast. I'm allowing it, but you can only do it on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. because that's when Mando Richard plays his eclectic folk show called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh here in this market and on other stations all over because Mando is that cool.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. I'll be here for the next 60 minutes bringing you some classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from R.L. Burnside, one of his first recordings and most famous tracks from the late 60s, the Mississippi Hill Country Man himself. Also, John Jackson with a nice little country blues. Love his voice, it's so unusual. Big Joe Duskin as well. Some fine boogie-woogie music out of Cincinnati. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. But first, let's hear from Frank Frost and Sam Carr. This is two-thirds of the Jelly Roll Kings from a 1996 release called Keep Yourself Together. This is You're So Kind from Frank Frost and Sam Carr on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Be your man.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you or your organization is interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Today, I started loving you again. I'm right back where I really always been. I got over you just long enough, let my poor heart mend. But today I started loving you again. Fool I was to think I could get by. Teardrop that I cried. I got known the worst was yet to come. Crying a time for me just begun. I started loving you again. So I'm right back where I really always been. I got over you just long enough, let my poor heart mend. Today I started loving you again. Started loving you again. So I'm right back where I really always been. I get over you just long enough, let my poor heart mend. But today I started loving
you again.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, rocks.
Welcome to the show. What a big news weekend and so many different things happening. The Kyle Rittenhouse case is the trial is into closing arguments and the jury will be deliberating. We may have a verdict soon. We don't yet know. We're going to talk about the case related to the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. There's wacky stuff going on there. So many different things. But one of the big pieces of news, news elements, I would even call it, breaking at the very end of last week and into the weekend is the indictment of former Trump advisor Stephen K. Bannon, who has indeed been indicted on contempt for ignoring a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th Trump riots. And of course, wanting to know Steve Bannon's role in that, given all of the public statements that he has made. Very logical person that they would want to talk to. He ignored the subpoena. He is indicted. He is reportedly surrendering to authorities today and will be arraigned. This is a big deal, and it is yet another Trump associate who has been indicted for different reasons, of course. New York Times reporting Bannon indicted on contempt charges over House's Capitol riot inquiry. Stephen K. Bannon, a former top aide to Donald Trump, had refused to comply with subpoenas from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on Congress. Stephen K. Bannon, a one-time senior aide to Trump, was indicted by a federal grand jury Friday. Two counts of contempt of Congress after his refusal to provide information to the House committee investigating what you and I and reasonable people around the world know of as the Trump riots. Bannon, who's 67 years old, declined last month to comply with subpoenas from the committee seeking testimony and documents. The House then voted to hold Mr. Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress. The House referred the matter to the U.S. Attorney's Office for a decision on prosecution. Trump has directed former aides and advisors to invoke immunity and refrain from turning over documents. A Justice Department spokesman said Bannon was expected to turn himself into authorities Monday today and make his first appearance in federal district court in Washington later today. A lawyer for Bannon didn't respond to a request for comment. This is going to be a really, really crazy period of time. The Department of Justice putting out a statement, official statement about what they did. Stephen K. Bannon indicted for contempt of Congress, two charges filed for failing to honor House subpoena. Bannon indicted on two counts, which I already told you. One count involving his refusal to appear for a deposition. Another involving his refusal to produce documents. Remember that you can subpoena an individual. You can also subpoena documents. He refused to show up and he refused to provide the documents. I don't know that we really need to read much more of the statement. We continue to see a growing number of Trump associates that have been indicted. We now have Steve Bannon, Tom Barrack, Elliot Broidy, Michael Cohen, who is down to his last 10 days or so of his home confinement sentence. Michael Flynn, we're going to hear from him later in today's program. Rick Gates, Paul Manafort, George Nader, George Papadopoulos, Roger Stone, and Alan Weisselberg. Quite a cadre, I guess we would say, of characters there. And the question continues to be, is this going to reach Donald Trump ever? I continue to believe it will not. I continue to believe that the worst case scenario for Trump would be some kind of business problem. I don't believe this is ever going to reach Donald Trump. As you will hear in my comments later on, it is now being alleged by one of Trump's former press secretaries that he would hold off